Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and happy Friday. Welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here one last time this week to make sure you're all caught up on the news you should know about. Today, hear from the candidates for mayor of Scranton, the Electric City. And fallout from the federal government shutdown continues. Now, SNAP recipients may not get their food assistance benefits for November. It's Friday, October 17th. Let's get you up to date. Let's start in Scranton today. Scranton's mayoral candidates faced off on crime and city streets during a debate Thursday night at the University of Scranton. Republican nominee Trish Bynum said crime was the city's biggest issue.
I know crime has increased over the past few years. It concerns me. It concerns my neighbors. I definitely think we have to back the blue as much as possible. They're doing a fantastic job, but they can always use a little bit more support.
Democratic Mayor Paige Cognetti said her administration focused on combating crime and has invested millions into policing.
I'm not sure where the people up here with me are getting their crime stats. We do not have an increase in crime. We have an extraordinary record of combating crime here in Scranton and an incredible police department that we support fully and continue to add to.
Independent candidate Gene Barrett is a former city councilman. He highlighted that experience in his closing speech.
I want to be your mayor. I'm fully qualified, fully experienced. I'm at a point in my life where I'm retired, but I have a lot of desire to see Scranton prosper and be progressive as time goes on.
The audience also heard from third-party candidate Rick Little, who spoke mostly about personal experiences with homelessness and eviction. Visit WVIA.org for full coverage of Thursday night's debate. Now from local politics to national, nearly 2 million Pennsylvanians won't receive their November food assistance benefits as the federal budget standoff continues in Washington. As Jackson White reports for WVIA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture ordered states to halt Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program payments until Congress enacts a spending plan.
The USDA wrote in an October 10th letter that it lacks the funding to continue SNAP payments if the government shutdown continues through October. It also ordered states to pause all November SNAP payments for more than 42 million recipients nationwide. That freeze will impact low-income families, seniors, and children across the Commonwealth. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro's administration says more than $366 million in monthly assistance will be impacted because the state can't cover the shortfall. Philadelphia, Fayette, and Cameron counties have the highest share of SNAP recipients. SNAP payments were threatened during the historically long 2018 government shutdown, but were never fully halted. In Harrisburg, I'm Jackson White.
Thanks to Jackson White for that story. Now, if you live in Pennsylvania and get your health insurance through the Affordable Care Act marketplace, you might be in for some sticker shock. Premiums will rise by nearly 22% next year, according to final state insurance approvals this week. Meanwhile, Congress hasn't extended funding for federal tax credits that help people pay those monthly premiums. Nicole Leonard reports for WVIA.
In Havertown, Lori Cumming works part-time as a realtor and part-time as a bookkeeper for a local church. Her husband is self-employed as a contractor in construction. They've been buying health insurance for the last several years on Penny, the state's Affordable Care Act marketplace. They pay about $1,000 a month for their current plan. Cumming says federal tax credits help keep their premium affordable, but without the health subsidies, they could be looking at $1,900 a month next year and would need to cut costs elsewhere.
It's scary, and I don't know what we're going to do. We went through all the scenarios. It's not feasible to sell my house because I'd be paying more in rent than I am for my house.
Going without health insurance isn't an option, Cummings says. She and her husband, both 60, are recent cancer survivors and face years of future scans and checkups. The couple plans to shop for cheaper options during open enrollment, which begins November 1st.
That was Nicole Leonard reporting. More up to date after this break.
I'm Roger Dupuy from WVIA News. If you haven't already, sign up to get our free newsletter, WVIA News Notes. It's delivered right to your email inbox each Tuesday and Friday mornings. Go to WVIA.org and click on newsletters to subscribe.
Welcome back. Let's end today's show on a hopeful note with Community Connections. This week, WVIA's Lisa Mazzarella takes us to the Refuge Youth Center of Sunbury. Here's more.
Our community connection comes full circle in Sunbury, where Jeshua Rivera, once a student needing some guidance, went to the Refuge, a faith-based nonprofit where he got some help with his homework, learned the importance of discipline and faith, and eventually became the administrator of the nonprofit. He was joined by mentor Leo Masonette to continue the story.
The Refuge goes back to a biblical verse, Psalms 9:9. Where it says that the Lord will also be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in time of trouble. And we want the Refuge name to stand out as a safe place for kids and youth in our community. It was founded and led by a gentleman named Ian Snyder, and he first rented a space. Our current building was donated by someone who believed in our vision. It all has been provided in different ways.
What can one expect when they go into the Refuge?
We focus on providing homework assistance for youth in 6th to 12th grade. We have tutors, computer labs, we have different work areas where they can complete their homework. After that, we provide a free sit-down meal. And then after that, we have a small life faith devotion lesson time. And then enjoy an open hangout of our youth center. So we have a different variety of spaces. We have an art room, we have a music room, we have the computer labs, we have the front room, which is one of our biggest gems because we have a pool table that they all enjoy. We have vault gym area where they like to play dodgeball and other spaces. And we have like a nice, quiet sit-down room with a television that they also like to enjoy.
You know, you've got a little bit of everything for everybody. If someone wants to be a little more active, they can be. If someone wants to be a little more subdued, they can be. So this is really very beneficial to the youngsters of Sunbury.
It is.
Tell me about what you see when the kids come in and when they leave the Refuge.
They bring different stories, backgrounds, difficulties that they bring on, but they all just seek that safe getaway place. We're really proud to be able to provide that safe place. It is really meaningful to us just hearing from them how well the Refuge is impacting their lives.
Do you feel that these young men and women feel more positive about themselves?
Yes. Most don't get that homework help, homework assistance at home. And being able to come to the Refuge, get that homework assistance, receive that motivation to stay on task really helps them out a lot. They feel so proud to come to us and show us their improvement on grades, progress reports, report cards.
So Leo, you get a chance to see all of these young men and women trying their best to do their best. What's your take on the Refuge and how it's helped them?
Well, it's unbelievable how these kids come in and we get to tutor them, we get to mentor them. When I first got there, I saw that the kids only had like a one parent in the house, and that touched me. So that's when I started to say that I was going to continue my volunteering there. It's unbelievable that a lot of kids, even from school, don't know that the Refuge is there. So we try to encourage the kids to continue to come to the Refuge.
We have some ups and downs with students. Some days they walk in a little on the downside, but depending on different topics that we discussed, we can get them to come out of that shell, what I like to call. So just providing that time where they can just become themselves is really an impact on them. Something that the Refuge could benefit off currently is more volunteers. Help us support, motivate, and help the development of the youth of Sunbury.
Special thanks to Jeshua Rivera and Leo Masonette of The Refuge in Sunbury. Hear the full story on our podcast, wvia.org/community. I'm Lisa Mazzarella.
All right, how are we feeling? All caught up and ready for an awesome October weekend? Find more stories at wvia.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks, as always, for hanging out with me this week. Join us again on Monday, and remember you can subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'll catch you next week, right here on Up to Date.